Hello, everybody. This is Colin. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。Colin, have you ever heard of Tiger Mother?
Tiger Mother?
Yeah.
她中文名叫做蔡美儿，人称虎妈。刚开始她火的时候呢，是因为她写了一本书，叫做 Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, 就是老虎母亲的战歌。
Oh yeah, she's the one who's famous for using a very strict parenting method. And she says this is common among Chinese families.
Right. 那这种虎妈式的教育啊，在中国的确是流行过一段时间，有支持的声音，但是争议也从来没有停止过。但最近呢，她的丈夫被爆出来了性侵，所以虎妈式教育啊，又一次被热议起来了。很多人觉得她的这种精英家庭形象已经崩塌了。所以今天呢，我们就来一起通过这期节目深入的了解一下虎妈的育儿方式。那今天的笔记呢，也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。那虎妈的育儿手段嘛，首先就是一定要为孩子做好打算，所以她给她的女儿从小就规定了十条军规。
For example, she orders her daughters to get straight A's and become the best students in every subject except for gym and drama.
是的 straight A 意思就是全优生，而且她的女儿必须每一个科目都是班级的第一，除了戏剧还有体育。
Right. Grades seem to be the most important thing in school. That's why her daughters are also not allowed to choose their own extracurricular activities.Or be in a school play.
没错，因为从虎妈的角度看，文化课才是最重要的。
But I don't get this. The kids can be in a school play while getting a good grade.
是的 ,but for Tiger Mom, those extracurricular activities are not important and are just a waste of time. 就是这种课外活动都不太重要。而且她还规定她的女儿们不准在外过夜，且坚定地认为只能够学钢琴或者小提琴。这样才能够打破富不过三代的魔咒。
So, she believes she knows what is best for her children. And the enforced practices override all the children's own desires and preferences.
是的 ,override 意思就是超过。Enforced practices 就是强加的练习。虎妈认为想要成功的教育小孩有一个很重要的一点，就是父母必须要知道什么是最好的，然后你就要求孩子去做就好了。而孩子们自己的 desire, 欲望还有他的 preferences, 喜好都不太重要了。
You know, this is a huge difference from the parenting way that is advocated in the West. Western parents try to respect their children's individuality.
是的 ,individuality 意思就是个性。所以西方是不是就会比较注重孩子的个性，鼓励孩子
?Yeah.It's also important to encourage them to pursue their true passions and provide positive reinforcement.
Right. Pursue their true passion, 就是去追求他们真正的激情。Positive reinforcement, 就是积极的肯定，这两个都非常的重要。
Yeah. But do you know why there's the difference? Why we would usually support their decisions?
这个还真的没有想过为什么你们要去支持孩子的决定呢
Well, part of the reason is we don't invest as much as Chinese parents do. Chinese parents are willing to make any sacrifices for their children, so they need to make sure that they're on the right track. Their futures depend on their children's, but ours don't.
我明白了。这个的确有点道理啊，就是刚刚 Colin 说的就是中国的爸妈妈呢，就是通常是付出了所有，所以他们会希望自己的孩子最终是前途比较光明，那就很难随时去支持孩子们的决定了。
Exactly, that's the thing.
那我们刚刚讲到了虎妈的一个重要原则呢，就是为孩子先做好打算。那第二个重要的原则就是打压式教育。你知道吗？他曾经把他自己的女儿称作是 garbage, 垃圾。这个我感觉我听着都很难接受啊，在国外应该也不太常见吧。
Yeah.I think most Western parents are generally very careful not to make their child feel inadequate or insecure. They're less likely to call their child stupid, worthless, or a disgrace, or any negative word.
那我记得虎妈她自己也有讲到，她的丈夫有时候也不能够赞同她的教育模式，就是这种方式是一种 insult, 对孩子的侮辱。
Well, to some kids who are sensitive, this may destroy their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Self-esteem 就是自尊。那这一点呢，他曾经也回应过。他写了一篇文章叫做 Why Chinese Parents Are Superior? 就是说为什么中国的父母更加优秀。它里面讲的很重要就是你们要不理会孩子们的自尊心。
Yeah, I can see her belief is that their child should be strong enough to take the shaming and to improve from it.
是的，因为他自己的成长环境啊也是非常的严格。他的父亲曾叫他 garbage, 所以他觉得那你就应该要被激励到然后做出努力。This is usually the effective way to help children to achieve success.
Well, I kind of agree that parents should be strict with their children.But her way of parenting is very extreme.
没错，我也觉得有一点极端了啊。但是虎妈认为就是要狠心。She's resolute about her decisions and sometimes she would even use threatening to her daughters to force them doing what she asked.
Threatening? How?
比如说，就是逼着她的小女儿去练习钢琴，然后如果没有练好，就威胁把她的所有的玩具都捐赠出去。
What?Well, that explains why she was even accused of being abusive and using home abuse, on her own children.
Yeah, abusive, 意思就是虐待的。因为她的做法被很多的人知道之后就被指控她有家庭暴力了。But she said she could be the hated one, as long as this is good for her daughters.
How about her daughters? Are they obedient with her decisions?
Well, obedient most of the time. 总的来说她的孩子们还算是听话。那我们刚刚用到一个词啊。Obedient, 这个就是顺从的意思。这也是他认为孩子必须要做到的一点。而且他还会不断的给他们灌鸡汤。他说他自己还有家里人的亲身经历来教育他们。
Well, I know her strategy now. Enforced practices, ignoring children's self-esteem and asking them or telling them to be obedient.
Yeah, and she believes this is a virtuous circle. 这种都是良性循环。
And how about her two daughters now?
They both graduated from Harvard University.
Well, that's why she thinks her parenting methods are effective.
Yeah.
It seems to be justified by the success of her daughters.
是的，而且当时很多媒体觉得这种极端的教育方式肯定不会有好结果。不过她现在两个孩子似乎都成功了。
But, you know, there are many people who end up with bad consequences. That's why she can't represent all parents. And...Her daughters can't represent all children.
虎妈她成功的教育啊，的确只是一个个例。其实生活中有很多这种不好的例子。
You know, my mom was actually a tiger mom.
What? Really? 就但是在加拿大的话，不应该也是教育是以鼓励为主吗
？Yeah, but my mom's not native to Canada, and her culture was a little different than mine.
啊，原来是这样。
Yep.My mom asked me to be a doctor, or told me to be a doctor when I graduated high school. Otherwise...
But you're a teacher now.
Yeah, but I was very rebellious. I left home when I was 15 because of this, and I didn't speak to her for more than 5 years after that.
Wow.
So I guess an example of the disadvantage of tiger parenting, you can lose your child.
那刚刚这 Colin 就讲到了一个词 rebellious. 这个词呢就是说反叛的。这个其实我觉得对于孩子来说也挺正常的，在这种高压式的教育管理下，特别是当他们在青春期的时候，如果没有任何的休息的活动的话，就很容易变得非常的叛逆。而且我自己啊，也就是平时也会喜欢跟着自己的父母对着干。
Yeah, so, you know, the key should be to reach a balance between respecting individuality while also guiding to make the right decisions.
很多孩子都是有自己的个性的，如果只是一味的去模仿所谓的精英教育，不一定是件好事。好了，那本期关于虎妈式育儿的讨论呢，就到这里结束了。大家怎么看呢？你觉得这种教育方式好吗？欢迎给我们留言哦。今天的笔记也整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Colin.Bye.
This is Nora. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。